USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a number of hospitalizations in his state has fallen to the lowest level in 21 days. The governor also announced a new way he'll begin testing.
We're going to authorize all the independent pharmacists in the state to be collection sites for testing. I assume, and my guess, and my educated guess, is that independent pharmacists will take us up on this.
New York has started testing healthcare workers for coronavirus antibodies and will do the same next week with transitive law enforcement workers, doctors, nurses, and other employees at four New York City hospitals that have handled high volumes of coronavirus patients and will be the first tested. Georgia is now one of the states that's beginning to reopen businesses. Oklahoma and Alaska are also starting to ease their restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't gotten a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
An outbreak of COVID-19 at a Walmart in Aurora, Colorado has killed several employees. KCNC TV reporter Dominic Garcia spoke with Jesse Metcalf, an employee at the store, who says management tried to keep employees from knowing about the outbreak.
The Tri-County Health Department has closed the store, and Jesse has no idea when she'll go back to work.
We reached out to the health department, and they told us to call Walmart, but nobody answered the phone or anything.
When your store opens back up, do you trust that management will do what's necessary to keep you safe?
No, I don't.
Many Walmart employees say they're worried about going back to work with the pandemic still spreading in their community. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for Phoenix for Sunday. It's the earliest such a warning has been issued for Arizona's most populous city. Temperatures ranging up to 107 degrees will produce dangerously hot conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Florida is preparing for the upcoming storm season. USA's John Hunt has more.
Florida officials are considering adjusting the state's hurricane response plans to prepare for the possibility of an early storm season coinciding with the COVID-19 pandemic. The state's Division of Emergency Management Director Jared Moskowitz said they're considering using hotel rooms instead of schools or mass shelters to allow people to continue social distancing. People there would be given masks and other protective gear while having their temperature monitored. The director also said the state might want to talk about rideshare companies providing transportation to those facilities to avoid the problems that buses or shuttles would create. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The risk of catching viruses, including COVID-19, can be increased when you touch your face. Yet studies have shown that people actually touch their faces more than 16 times an hour. USA's John Clemens reports.
Touching your face at often can increase the odds of spreading the germs between frequent hand washing. Rick Heller at Welco Incorporated is an infectious disease expert.
Washing your hands is to get the junk off your hands because you're going to touch your face. You're going to wipe your eyes, there are mucous membranes there at your tear duct where often you might scratch. And so you might self-inoculate or, you know, self-infect.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.